You want to have solid footing? Be a person of integrity. You don't have to worry about slipping and breaking a bone. You won't do it. God says you won't. People who wink at wrong cause trouble. People who wink at wrong cause trouble. Have you ever used your eyes or your hands when something like this happens? Or when you tell somebody something, even maybe your children, you'll say something to someone about, say maybe you're telling a story to a child, and you look over at this person and wink, and they know you're not telling the truth, you're kidding that child. You've seen that, haven't you? What does God say about that? What does He say? People who wink at wrong cause trouble. Do you want to be one that winks at trouble and winks at this and causes trouble? We need to be careful what we do with our eyes, don't we? We really do. I mean, a lot of people don't think that's Thurman, you're going too far. No, that's what the Word says. Is that what He said? People who wink at wrong cause trouble, but a bold reproof promotes peace. A bold reproof promotes peace. You want to live at peace? Hey, there's a lot of things we got to do here, isn't there? The words of the godly, the words of the godly lead to life. Evil people cover up their harmful intentions. The words of the godly lead to life. Do you think your words are important? You know, until I done a word study when I made those teachings on the tongue, the first one I made was only 90 minutes long. And I thought I covered it pretty good. And then over the next 2 or 3 years, I continued to study and see extra things about the tongue. So I made notes. And after I got enough notes, I made another teaching. And this time it was 2 90-minute teachings. And then finally, I did it on CD, and I added another 20 minutes just on the tongue. And I call those teachings the tongue, or the power of the tongue. Now then, if you read this book of Proverbs alone, and you look at everything in there, it says about the tongue, the mouth, the lips, and what you say, your words and everything, and you don't realize that your words are the most powerful thing on the universe outside of God Himself. You know, your words is life and death. In fact, it even goes so far as to say in Proverbs 18:21, life and death is in the power of your tongue. And every person shall eat the fruit of their tongue. That's just like the other day we were talking to a young couple back here, and he had had a heart problem. And as they were a young couple too, and as we talked to them, I asked him, have you used the wrong kind of terminology? Have you ever said, I'll have a heart attack or whatever? And his wife immediately said, I've heard him say, well, I guess that'll cause me to have a coronary. I've heard him say it over and over and over in my life since I've been married to him. They've been married like 12 years or 15 years or something. But she said, I've heard my husband say, oh, that'll probably cause me to have a coronary. And there he is. Here he is at 40 years old or 45 years old with heart problems. What had he done to himself? He cursed himself. He had cursed himself. His words are very important. The words of the godly lead to life. The words of the godly. Now then, the words, just like this lady I was telling you about a while ago, Sherry, this woman had no idea what her words could do when she mixed them with the Word of God. And a woman had been sick all of her life of 12 or 15 things. She sent us a long letter telling us everything. Is now completely healed of everything. Isn't that awesome? That you know exactly where she's coming from, don't you, Dave? Yeah, you've been there and done it. You know, so it's so wonderful when you've been trapped in a physical body that's been sick and afflicted all those years, and now then you're not trapped in that body no more. Praise God. That body's healed. I mean, I love walking in divine health, don't you? Yes. And we know what we got to do to stay there, don't we? There's a lot of requirements, isn't there? We have to. And one of the things is our words. Our mouth is our biggest problem. But the words of the godly lead to life. The words. But evil people cover up their harmful intentions. Now, hatred stirs up quarrels, but love covers all offenses. Is love important? Man, God is love. And He said, if you can walk in My kind of love, then what's impossible with you? That's absolutely right. Nothing. Wow, that's good news too, isn't it, Deborah? Walk into God kind of love, and nothing is impossible with you. But hatred stirs up quarrels. Now, who is it that's going to determine whether you walk in hatred or love? You are. Every day you have the choice to. Every day you have the choice to wake up and say, "Whoa, look at this beautiful woman here in my house." You know, you can say that, or you can get angry with her, can't you? Yeah. Who makes that choice? You do. That's exactly right. You and I make that choice every day of our life. You know, I can get up and let something bother me. Just like this morning, you know, that Cheryl and I went to bed at 3 o'clock this morning. You know, and of course, as usual, you know, she sleeps during the day a lot, so she's up all night. And so I'm up in the day and the night. And so when I go to bed, you know, at 2 o'clock, and that's about what time I went to bed. And she come in there in a little while. She's in the bed. We're talking and everything. And, of course, you know, she says, "You're going to sleep." I said, "No, I'm not, honey. I'm listening. I'm hearing every word you say." She said, "But I can hear you breathing so heavy." I said, "Well, I may be trying to pass out." Yes, because it is 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, but she's still trying to get her 25,000 words out, you know, which, you know, she's sleeping in today when I was talking to everybody else. So mine's already all gone. So I'm just laying there listening. Last night she said, "You're not hearing me." So I backtracked and told her everything she said for the last 5 minutes. And I didn't do it too, didn't I? I was really close, I'll say that. I was listening. I was trying to go to sleep too, I'll have to say. But sooner or later she knows I'm going to pass out. You know, 3 o'clock. I mean, after all, everybody's going to have to sleep sometime, right? Because I know at 8:30 I got my alarm set for 8:30, and I know I've got things to do today. And praise the Lord, I got a lot of them done today too. I was busy. Did y'all hear what she said? What is more important, getting those things done or listening to your wife? Doesn't that sound like a good woman? Amen. That's just the way you girls are out there. Listening to your wife. Well, that's why I was still listening to her best I could till 3 o'clock this morning. I was trying my best to listen to everything she had to say. So I was trying. Praise the Lord. But anyway, hatred stirs up quarrels. Now, you know, I could have gotten to quarrel with her and had a knockdown drag out there, and then I could have woke up sick this morning, see. I ain't going there. You, Joseph? No, we ain't going there. Hatred stirs up quarrels. But love covers all offenses, you know, so you walk in love and hey, that's the best way to go. Next couple of verses. Wise words come from the lips of people with understanding. Now, why did God tell us in the earlier part of the book of Proverbs, get wisdom, get understanding? I mean, it's wonderful, isn't it? Don't leave home without wisdom. You know, I mean, pray and ask the Lord for that, because that spirit is the most important spirit there is. I mean, that's one of the very first things God created, was the spirit of wisdom. He says that the spirit of wisdom was with Him when He made everything. I can just hear Him now. You know, God said, He knows what He's doing. But He says, "Spirit, how would you do this? How would you hang that moon out there in space? What degree would you tilt it?" And wisdom said, "This is what you need to do, because I have all wisdom. You created me with all that wisdom. If you'll put it right here at this distance, 248,000 miles away or whatever it is, and you'll tilt it just like this, then it'll control the tides." The Lord says, "That's exactly right. That's what we're going to do." Do you know if the moon were to change 1 degree on its axis, that there would be times a magnetic pull would be so strong that the entire earth would be covered with water? You know, the tides are controlled by the magnetic pull of the moon. You know, now if you're up in Alaska and you're way out there where the tides are way out there and you don't have a way to get back but walk, and the moon starts changing and them tides start coming in, you're in trouble. You can't outrun them. You got to know what you're doing up there. You have to be careful. You can drown out there in that water. Because when that tide starts changing, it comes in so fast, you can't outrun it.
There's a place over in France that's like that.
Same way. Yeah. There's several places probably in the world. I just happen to know Alaska was one of them. But I didn't know about the one in France. But you've got to know when you go out there in those kind of places. Knowledge, understanding is a wonderful thing. It'll save your life. You go to somewhere you don't know, and you see those tides away out there, you need to come up to somebody that lives there. Is there anything I need to know about going out here? Is that right? Don't just, you know, meander out there on your own. You know, if there's water and tides and oceans, talk to people that live there. Is there anything I need to know about this area? You know, and they'll tell you. You know, because if you don't know this, you can die. Right, Joseph?
That's right. In Chesapeake Bay, actually, you can almost walk all the way across Chesapeake Bay at low tide.
Yeah.
Except for where the channel, ship channel is.
Yeah.
When the tides come in, you don't want to be caught out there planning.
That's right. Because if you do, you're going to drown, right? Yeah, unless you're a good swimmer. Wise words come from the lips of people with understanding, but fools will be punished with a rod. Fools will be punished with a rod. If you're a fool, God's going to punish you. You're not willing to listen, just like the story I told you a while ago about the young man that tried to tell the guy with that airplane dope, don't smoke. He said, you fool, get out of here. I've done more of this in the last 30 years. I know more about this than, you know, than you do. Get out of here. And before he got out of sight, it blew up. Isn't that amazing? Fools will be punished with a rod. Do you know that was a rod put to his backside that day for not listening to that young man?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.